Elsewhere in Congress, during the confirmation hearings of Chief Justice nominee John Roberts, the subject of baseball came up for the second day in a row. On Monday, Roberts compared being a justice to being an umpire. "It's my job," he said, "to call balls and strikes, not to pitch or bat." Yesterday, Senator Joseph Biden picked up on the analogy.
As you know, in Major League Baseball, Rule 2 defines the strike zone. It basically says from the shoulders to the knees. And the only question about judges is, do they have good eyesight or not? They don't get to change the strike zone.
Politics would surely be a more barren playing field without sports talk. So this morning, forgive us, we're going to take this ball and run with it and offer our own brief lineup of politicians sharing their sports analogies from over the years. Extra points if you can tell who's talking.
This is more, in this Democratic convention, kind of a ground game.
We are
moving down the field,
undertaking a full court press diplomatically, politically, militarily.
The first round, the preliminaries are over. Now we get ready for the main bout.
I don't think we're in an environment where, you know, you can throw a Hail Mary pass, but boy, obviously we'd all love to see one.
Then the American taxpayer, in my view, doesn't want to be down for the count.
This is not a slam dunk. This is a difficult decision.
This is moving the goalposts again.
And that's what we call in the World Series, every once in a while you see the seams on it when it comes over the plate, the slow ball, you know what I mean?
I feel like we just played the World Series of tax reform and the American people won.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, as shared by some of our nation's politicians, former and current. To read a list of who said what, go to npr.org.